Today's audio cast for Monday, April 30th, 2007 from AvWeb, the world's premier independent aviation news resource, is brought to you by Aviation Consumer Magazine. I'm Mike Blakeney reporting. The National Air Traffic Controllers Association has been calling for the FAA to step up hiring of new air traffic controllers to replace the thousands of controllers who will be eligible to retire in the next 10 years. The agency has launched an unprecedented recruiting drive to bring new people into the system, but that's caused its own problems. AvWeb's Russ Niles caught up with NATCA President Pat Foray on his cell phone last week to explain the new class struggle that has erupted among the new controllers and to make predictions on the busy air travel season that's just ahead.
Can you tell me what the latest wrinkle is?
Well, the latest wrinkle is there's just not enough candidates for air traffic control jobs coming out of the College Training Initiative program because of the shortage of the controllers and the staffing they're facing right now. Is required to go out and recruit a lot more controllers just off the street, not in through those schools. Part of the problem with that being is kids don't have any aviation experience, or not required to have any aviation experience or schooling to that effect like they do through the College Training Initiative program, because they need those bodies to meet their needs and staffing requirements. The other problem is now it's causing a rift amongst the new hires. The fact that several of these kids that went through these College Training Initiative programs have paid thousands and thousands of dollars and they have to repay those student loans, they're a bit disgruntled, to say the least, that these new kids coming in don't require any college education at all. They don't have those loans, and they're making such poor wages when they come in anymore. It's very difficult now with student loans to try and pay that back.
Okay, is there, from your point of view, an issue with the quality of the candidates if they don't even have sort of the basic level of college education when they're coming into this?
Well, no, I don't believe it's a real huge problem. I think the kids that come in with a college background, with the college training, in the air traffic control option, have a better chance of succeeding. But bottom line is this job as an air traffic controller really comes down to your aptitude. It's just an inherent ability to be able to work airplanes, separate air traffic. It's not necessarily something that can be taught. It's just some skill that you inherently have. But I think the kids with the College Training Initiative have a little bit of a head start and probably a better shot or a little bit more of an advantage of actually being successful in the training.
The FAA said that they were streamlining the training and making it more sort of success-oriented for the candidates rather than a weeding-out process. How is that working?
Well, I'm not sure what streamlining they're doing. They have tower cap training at the academy in Oklahoma City. I imagine that may be helping, but the problem is tower jobs are maybe 25%, if that, of the total controller workforce. The majority of the controller workforce is radar, either TRACON in the terminal or in the center on route option. And it takes about 3 years to certify a controller to do that kind of training. And there's nothing that they have at the academy that's going to mirror on-the-job training that you have in the field. So that that ability to train someone quicker may work for someone in the tower option, which is only less than 25% of the workforce that works there. But that's not where our greatest need is today. Our greatest need over the next several years is going to be in the radar option.
And that's because the most experienced people are the ones who are leaving, and they tend to be the ones in the highest pressure jobs. Is that correct?
That's correct. The controllers, the greatest amount of controllers are probably in the TRACONs and the centers. Constitute probably 70% of the controller workforce, if not more. Some of those facilities obviously are controller towers, but those people have been in for 25 years or less, or close to 25 years. You know, the whole hiring bubble that they did back after the PACO strike in 1981, probably between 1981 and 1986, is when they hired a majority of the controllers that are working today. They're all reaching retirement age. They've already begun to retire. They've, for the third year in a row now, they've retired more than the agencies expected them to retire, and I believe this will be the fourth year in a row that that occurs.
So where are we headed in the next 5 years in terms of workload, staffing, and that sort of thing? Is the FAA going to be able to catch up?
Well, I think the FAA is going to be in a perpetual catch-up mode. I do not believe they're going to catch up anytime soon. The fact that they're hiring up to, I believe they said, 180 a month at this point in time is commendable. It's something they should have been doing about 3 years ago. But they didn't. So now they're playing catch-up, and I don't know that they're going to be able to catch up. at least for the next 5 years. And what's going to occur is a very ugly summer. Controllers with the experience that are eligible to retire have basically had it with the way the agency's treated them over the last 6 months with the imposed work rules and pay system. 97% of the workforce is already never going to see another pay raise. The new hires coming in are coming in at 30% wages than they would have 6 months ago. And quite frankly, they're very disgruntled. It's a very disgruntled and very low morale workforce that I don't see good things in the very near future.
Will that translate to safety issues, though?
I don't believe so. I think, obviously when you have critical staffing environments that we have around the country in very key, very critical facilities, yes, that could lead to safety problems if the operation does not slow down to the point where we take care of safety instead of trying to pump airplanes in and out of those places. I'm very concerned about that. When you start reducing the staffing levels and you start operating controllers on position for longer periods of time, for more hours each day and for more days of the week with mandatory overtime, fatigue sets in, you have a disgruntled workforce, and eventually the safety net of eyes and ears are missing, and mistakes can happen and they don't get caught. So yeah, I'm concerned about safety incredibly much for this coming up summer.
But the other impact will be delays, fair to say?
I think that's a fair statement. When you have low staffing and you can't handle the volume and capacity, you obviously have to spread things out. I believe you're going to see a lot more traffic management initiatives, delay programs. Throw in the weather mix in there, too. It's going to be an ugly summer, I believe, for the traveling public this year.
NATCA President Pat Foray speaking to us on his cell phone last week. Hey, be sure and check out the new avweb.com, featuring more general aviation news delivered more often in a more reader-friendly format. That's www.avweb.com. Comments on this audio cast welcome at audionews@avweb.com. This report was brought to you by Aviation Consumer Magazine, the consumer resource for pilots and aircraft owners. Look for AvWeb's next audio cast on Friday, May 4th. For the AvWeb Audio News Team, this is Mike Blakeney reporting.